Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next global health crisis is not monkeypox. We already have monkeypox spreading. It's not going to be COVID. The next public health crisis we're having, we're going to have and we're going into, is our inflation. I talk a lot about the economy on the show and money and how to save money, because my patients are telling me they're not buying their medications. They're not going to the doctor. They're not seeing their medical provider. They're not paying their copay. They're not paying their medical bills because they have to spend money on other things like food, gas. So there is no way I, as a physician or as a radio host, can ignore the fact that what's been going on with our economy and our gas prices is not going to affect somebody's health. Of course it will. So now what I'm going to do in this segment is we're going to tackle gas, okay? All right, now, I don't know how I could convey to, you know, the powers that be how to get the gas prices down, but what I can do is share with you guys some tips on how to make the most out of your gas tank and how to get some better fuel efficiency. And a lot of you guys are not doing this. So let's just quickly talk about this. Let me find my glasses here because I am old and I need my reading glasses. And I wrote all this out, but I don't have it all memorized. So first and foremost, if you haven't done this yet, check your tire pressure. I can't tell you how many times I'm walking around the parking lot and looking at everybody's tires, and you see that, you know, they're low. Low tire pressure could decrease your fuel efficiency. Air doesn't cost that much. I think you only have to spend $1, right, to put air into your tires. It's not going to get you a whole tank of gas, but it sure will help you with some of your energy efficiency. So keep in mind your tire pressure shifts, especially during the seasons, keep them inflated properly. Another thing is to lighten the load. Okay, I'm trying to lose weight, right, to decrease fuel efficiency, but many times when I have to run an errand, I don't want to go alone. So I'm like, I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? Just come with me. I don't want to go alone. Okay, so you bring people with you. That adds more weight to the car. That worsens your fuel efficiency. If you don't have to, you know, pile everybody up in the car, do it. The other thing, too, is how many times do we have crap in our trunk that we have never gotten rid of? So I'll buy something that's kind of heavy. And I feel like, you know what, I'll wait till my husband gets it out of the trunk. Well, it could take a month before my husband gets it out of the trunk, yet I'm driving around with it. That's going to hurt your fuel efficiency. This is one that I have trouble with. Don't speed. All right? The more you speed, you know, the more you're expelling and using and utilizing gas. If your speed limit is 35, go 35. You don't have to be going 55 miles an hour if you're going to hit the same streetlight that somebody going 35 miles is. So think about your speed because that'll also save on gas. Another thing I also do a lot is I see a stoplight. I don't coast. I'll, like, accelerate. I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, I'm just so used to hitting the gas pedal. And then I'll brake right before the stoplight. You don't necessarily have to start and stop. Try to coast. Try to be more smooth. Cruise control. There's also some alternative sort of cruise controls, the adaptive cruise controls that your car might do. You know, I'm nervous about the car being on autopilot or automatic, but the cruise control lessens the amount of gas you use overall because you keep, you know, putting the pedal to the metal. So think about that. And again, when you see a stop sign, why are you pressing on the gas? If you know you're going to slow down, coast to it. When you press on the gas, train yourself on how far you could go with one press, and you'll notice you use less gas. the fuel and oil grade. You know, everybody keeps debating, do you have to do the 9, what is it? It's 87, 89, and 91. Do you always have to do the 91 fuel grade? Not entirely. There's going to be a recommended fuel grade for optimization, but you don't necessarily have to pay for the most expensive. As long as the fuel is good. Now, there's some places that sell crappy fuel. So go to, I think Tops Tier has a list of companies that sell, is it called Top Tier Gas? That type of gas is supposed to be well vetted, good reputation. A good quality gas should be enough. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a 91 grade. Same thing with oil. Make sure you're using good oil, less viscosity. That will help. A lot of you guys have dirty air filters. You're like, you know what, I'll change my own oil. Are you also cleaning out your air filter? If you have a dirty air filter, that causes buildup, prevents good flow to the engine. The engine overworks. Also, your fuel injector. Many of you guys' fuel injectors need a good flush. A clogged fuel injector. I mean, you know how you guys feel when you're constipated? You don't work well. You don't run well. If your car is constipated, flush the fuel injector. Okay, nice little enema, and it works really, really good. Your air conditioning. There's always a debate on air conditioning versus windows. If you're driving around the neighborhood, the weather's nice, roll the windows down. You don't need to stress the car with the air conditioning. But if your windows are open and your dog is sticking the head out, that increases wind resistance. So you need to decrease your wind resistance on your car. So sometimes on the highway, keep those windows closed. If you got bike racks, if you got roof racks that you aren't using, get them off. That increases wind resistance. Don't idle if you have to. Everybody thinks, well, you know, if I idle in my car, it's going to cost more in gas if I turn the car off and then turn it back on. Not true. We found that 20 seconds of idling uses more gas than just shutting the sucker off. So if it's not a hot area, you know, rather than you sitting there and waiting for the wife, you know, and idling in the car, shut the car off. Cover your truck bed. That's, you know, a lot of people have their truck beds open. If you could unload it, cover it, that'll help. Keep the car covered. This way, when it's hot outside, you don't have to work the air conditioning to cool it as much. Or if it's cold outside, you don't have to work it to heat as much. Try to get a carport. There's even covers you can now buy if you don't have a carport. If you park your car, let's say on the driveway, you could actually get these covers that can really minimize some of the temperature changes that happen inside the car. Avoid driving during rush hours so you don't have to start, stop. If you could shift through shifts so you don't have to, you know, be driving in rush hour, in carpool or buy online or work from home. But hope these tips help save you some money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So years ago, I told you that if you give somebody an STD or an STI, a sexually transmitted illness, you could be sued. And I had warned all of you to make sure you get tested for sexually transmitted illness. Not because I'm worried about suits. I mean, I'm worried about your health. But especially, you know, if you feel like you're in good health and you are negative, you want to have that proof. You want to have that evidence. There was a case, and I don't have the specifics on this case, where somebody was in Vegas. They slept with somebody. It was just one of those, you know, one-offs at night, you know, just, yeah. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And the person came down with herpes and sued the male partner for giving her herpes. Well, the male's like, I never had herpes. So he went and took the test. He tested positive. Well, did he test positive because he always had herpes, genital herpes, Or did he test positive because she gave it to him? And then months later, she's like, look, I have it. And it's really hard to date how long you've had herpes. You can date it for the first month, roughly, with an IgM versus IgG, but still, it's, you know, if you have IgG, we can't tell how long you've had herpes for. So I urge everybody to get an STD panel. One, to know if you have it, because we don't want you to spread it. But two, to protect yourself, because you can be sued. How? I'm not an attorney, but logic dictates if somebody gets an STD, they have damages. They could get cancer from that STD. They could have lifelong health sequelae, such as from HIV and developing AIDS. They could die. You know, or they could have the stigma attached that prevents them from being in relationships they want to be with because they have herpes or an STD that they, you know, might always plague them. So if they prove that you had it, you knew you had it, and you didn't tell them, then it's non-consensual sex in terms of not, they didn't consent to have sex and get that STD. They might have consented to have sex with you, but they did not consent to get that STD, and then they could sue. There could be, I think, battery and assault and all sorts of charges depending on the state. Now, for some of you going, no, that's not going to happen. When has that happened? Well, Geico Insurance Company now has to pay $5.2 million to cover their client because of an STD lawsuit. So what happened here is a woman in Missouri was having sex with her romantic partner in a 2014 Hyundai, Genesis. Okay? Geico insured that 2014 Hyundai Genesis. And the insurer not only got car insurance, but an umbrella policy. The lady gets HPV, human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus could cause genital warts. It could cause cervical cancer. It could go away, do nothing. It could cause anal cancer, rectal cancer, penile cancer, vulva cancer, throat cancer. So she claimed that having sex in the car, in the Hyundai, caused her to have the HPV. So she sues the male partner. The male partner said, look, I had it. I had throat cancer. You knew I had HPV. She's like, nope, you didn't tell me. I wouldn't have had sex with you, and now I have it. So an arbitrator looks at the case and says, yep, you need to pay up $5.2 million to your girlfriend, probably now ex-girlfriend, for giving her HPV when you had sex with her because you never told her. Now, I guess you guys have to videotape going, okay, I'm telling you right now I have HPV. I'm not sure how to do that, but there's Geico gets involved because apparently according to the arbitrator, the arbitrator said that the male partner has to pay 5.2. Apparently there was an agreement that the policy would cover the damages, but Geico said they were never even a part of this policy. They're like, say what? Well, what's an umbrella policy? Well, according to Geico's website, the umbrella policy provides coverage beyond the limits of other insurance policies for claims that may be not covered by liability policies. So Geico umbrella insurance provides liability coverage for injuries, damage to property, certain lawsuits, and personal liability situations. If I was an insurance company, I don't know if I would do umbrella policies. So somehow between the courts, the Geico umbrella policy would cover this man's $5.2 million judgment for sleeping with his girlfriend and giving her HPV. HPV is the most common STD out there. Chlamydia might be the most commonly reported, but human papillomavirus is the most common. It's ubiquitous, and most men, they don't even know they have it. So if he has it, he might get off scot-free. But if he knew he had it because he had HPV-related throat cancer, I guess he was supposed to have told his girlfriend, I have HPV. So Geico was like, say what? So Geico said they were not even a part of the agreement, so they would appeal. This week, the Kansas City Star said a three-panel judge ruled against Geico's claim that the settlement agreement was not done in line with Missouri law and that their rights to due process was violated. The panel upheld the lower court's decision and said Geico did not have a right to relitigate the case because the judgment was made, the damages were determined, it's done. So an insurer, a car insurance, and Geico insures for other, you know, others, and they got the little gecko, they now have to pay for somebody getting an STD, having sex in a car. HPV is nothing to mess around with or play with. Right? If somebody gets HPV, it could be serious. This is why we do pap smears. This is why we do HPV testing. The majority of the HPV cases won't hurt a person, but it does have the potential, if it doesn't go away and you have the more vicious types, like 16, 18, those are things that could go on to cause cancer. So a case like this is very troublesome for a lot of people. Okay, one is, you know, if you're going to have sex with somebody, you want to make sure you see their whole STD panel. And you want to be sure because realize you could get something that could possibly give you cancer. The problem is the average STD panel for a guy does not necessarily have HPV on it. Most STD panels people get has maybe HIV, gonorrhea, chlamydia. Maybe they'll do hepatitis B and C. Not all of them do. Maybe they'll do herpes. But you don't necessarily see HPV. If, let's say, your partner had genital warts or your partner had HPV-related throat cancer, then they would know. But how many people who have battled throat cancer are even thinking what's going on below the waist? So he gets sued for $5.2 million. Fortunately for him, he had an umbrella policy. So I don't know, maybe the moral of the story to this is having an umbrella policy. But I'm concerned, what are insurance companies going to do now? Because it, once this gets out, that you could sue for somebody giving you an STD. And by the way, Geico hired an investigator. And they found that they had sex in other places besides the car. So she could have gotten HPV in his bedroom. You know, wherever, in the park. Apparently that doesn't matter. They also found that they said that he did notify his partner three times of his condition. He told her he had throat cancer with HPV. So now it's a he said, she said. Now, apparently with the judgment, they didn't find that he informed, consented, or gave her enough information before she decided to engage in sex. But honestly, for any of you, one is I don't want you to get an STD. So make sure you will use a condom. Please realize that STDs can also be spread around the condom. That's why we're kind of seeing this, you know, even though monkeypox is not considered necessarily an STD, people have been, apparently much of the monkeypox spread was among sexual partners because skin on skin. Same thing with herpes. With herpes, you don't necessarily have to get it from fluids. You could get it from the skin on skin. So be aware, get your STD testing. Make sure you have that documented. If you do have an STD, document that you're telling your partner because they can sue you. And use condoms, please. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. We're not sure who, but someone notified police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. The decision by Mexico's president to boycott this week's Summit of the Americas for regional leaders in Los Angeles, California, has influenced other leaders. As President Biden was not inclusive to other countries in our region, key nations in Central America are following President Obrador's lead by dispatching only lower-level delegates instead of their leaders. The Denver Broncos are being sold for roughly $4.65 billion. Walmart billionaire Rob Walton will be the richest owner in the National Football League. USA Radio News. Nothing official at this time, but Johnny Depp's attorney hinted Wednesday that the Hollywood superstar may not collect his payout from ex-wife Amber Heard, insisting that he is satisfied with his total win. You have to wonder how many drugs would actually be getting through if President Trump's wall had been completed.
Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels are able to supply these, make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we stumbled through how to save some money on gas and be more fuel efficient. And honestly, I think you guys deserve somebody a lot more experienced than me and actually a lot more better looking, you know, when it comes to the subject. So joining us next, which I'm really, really excited about, is Matt Blashaw, the co-host of Build It Forward, who is going to talk to us about greener propane solutions as an alternative to our increasingly unreliable electric grid. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Okay, good. So, you know, one thing we are concerned about on our show is our reliance on the electric grid. And we saw what happened in Texas last year. You know, we see our vulnerabilities. You know, talk to us about, you know, your experience and what you do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, my experience. My experience just happened, actually. I went through a tornado here in Kansas City. I just moved here from California. So, you know,
wow.
We're talking about the electrical grid and It was a scary night. We lost power. We're still out of power right now. So this couldn't be more of a timely subject. And our reliance on the electrical grid. And, you know, with propane, it is making so many things possible, delivering that energy independence. And these are for people that are still wanting to have that incredible indoor space, the incredible outdoor space. And maybe they're on the grid, the natural gas grid. Maybe they're just off of it. It's cost prohibitive to bring that into the house. Propane can make it possible. It can power a variety of major appliances. It's not just for putting under your barbecue anymore. And it helps with greenhouse gases because, like you said, with the electrical grid, we're so reliant on it. And we're pulling so much from a source that we don't know where it comes from, and that could be a coal-powered plant. So there's so many benefits from it, and the propane is made right here in the U.S., and it gives people the ability to build their dream home right where they want it.
You know, Matt, are you concerned that, you know, as we are going more towards electric cars, trying to be less dependent on fuel and, you know, saving on fuel and going more electric, do you think our current infrastructure is strong, you know, our current grids are strong enough to handle that?
Yeah, I don't. So that's it's kind of putting all of our eggs into one basket right now. And I get the push towards electric vehicles. I think it's great. But we as a nation have not updated how we generate our power. And we generate it from coal-burning plants. And so when we're putting more emphasis on the electricity, we're burning more greenhouse gases. Plus, it's so inefficient, our delivery system. We literally lose about 60% of the energy that is produced at the power plant by the time it gets to your house. So there is alternatives. Mm-hmm. And especially tonight, you know, when we ran out of power, propane power generator will click right on 10 seconds after the power outage. And the more propane appliances that you have in your house, that means that life goes on as normal. So it's just a something to think about for you and your family to make your home more resilient when it comes to weather-related issues.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Matt Blashon. Sorry for me being a little celebrity struck. And I mean, you know, you're a TV host. You know, you're on the HGTV show, Build It Forward. You're also licensed in real estate. You're a residential contractor. So you really know your stuff in terms of, you know, how to incorporate this into your home. How do people go from, you know, the less efficient grid we have to introducing more propane and making these changes?
Yeah, as a builder, you know, I build with my father-in-law out here in Missouri. That propane's just a way of life. He builds with propane, probably 90% of the time. Now, we're not saying, you know, I'm not saying to get off of the natural gas if it's already there. You know, it's a fine source, but propane is a great alternative. And what you can do is that you can look on your a propane provider that's in your area. What happens is that they come with the home builder like myself. We figure out what size tank you need for your house. And all the appliances that you could want can be powered from it. We're talking, you know, everything from a water heater to a fireplace to a gas range, you name it, can be run off of propane. So, you know, it's something that I like to give this education to people that are, you know, looking to build. We don't have a lot of inventory in the United States, so people are actually building their inventory. It's just something to think about to diversify us a little bit. So I think if we diversify our energy needs, we're not going to be putting so much stress onto one source like we do with electricity, and it's going to make, you know, the energy health of America much better.
It is so true. You know, I see people going, we're going all electric, you know, we're going all electric. And I'm like, I love the idea of diversifying and hedging, as you say. Another big concern that I know we're dealing with is, you know, the fires. You have, you know, the California fires, and there's been some debate on our power lines. And when we require more power, it could possibly, you know, affect our local vegetation. Do you see this as also possibly, you know, helping our forests?
Yeah, it quite possibly could. And it's not, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, get off the electricity grid as a whole. You know, you have a generator, a propane power generator. So it's not going to be, propane is going to work with a variety of different things. Solar power is becoming better and better and more efficient. So you team that propane up with the solar power on your house and the generator, you got a winning combination. So it's thinking about, okay, what can I do to diversify? What can I do to kind of make the sources that are coming into my house so I'm not stressing upon one? And yeah, the wildfires are horrible. And, you know, the electrical grid is just, we don't have the time, or it's going to take trillions of dollars, to get it efficient, and where it needs to be. And that maybe comes in the future, but, you know, propane is here and it's now.
Well, and Matt, you know, with hurricane season coming, we are expecting a lot of power outages. And one thing I tell people to do to prepare is to get a whole home generator. Roughly, how much do those cost for propane?
You know, for the generator,
yeah.
You know, it just varies upon the size. I mean, really, they're could be $3,000, $4,000, depends upon the installation, and the builder, and like myself, is going to make sure that we install the proper generator for you. And it might not generate power for the entire house, but it's going to generate power for those appliances that you need.
Exactly.
So you know, the refrigerator and things that keep your life moving as normal. And it's just something to kind of think about, right? When you think about, okay, so what can I do in terms of electricity? What can I do in terms of solar power? Like, what could we do to diversify? But in my opinion, especially today, going through a power outage, that propane backup generator is worth its weight in gold.
And life-saving, because many people can't handle the heat, they can't handle the cold, they need their insulin, you know, that was refrigerated. It's life-saving. Matt, how can my listeners find out more information?
Absolutely. Just go to propane.com. You can learn all about propane and what it can do for your home and safeguard your family.
All right. And how can people follow you and watch Build It Forward?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit mattblashaw.com or HGTV. You can scroll and look for Build It Forward on HGTV. Such a great show I had to be, was a part of, helping people out that give so much to this community. Great to be a part of. So go to HGTV, click in Build It Forward, and see when the times are in your zone.
Awesome. Matt, thank you. Thank you for all you do. Can't wait to have you back, and hope your power gets back on.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what I'm about to talk about, I don't want it to be misconstrued as anything, and I will be very, very clear with what I want to say. But what I want to discuss next is how much of the crime and much of the anger isn't always about the literal statement that they claim they're angry about. It's about a lot of these cases, not all of them. Some of them might be about that literal statement, but a lot of it is opportunity. Or they're angry and they want an opportunity to lash out, and they feel this gives them that window, you know, and that platform to be able to do something they've wanted to do for a long time. We see this in abusers. They will go after some household member for something so tiny. But they blame it on, well, it's because you said this. And they're like, was that really that bad? Did that really warrant you hitting me? You whipping? But did that really warrant it? No. They were looking for a reason to lash out. And I see this in psychology. And I'm sure there's a term for it. There's not. There should be. But time and time again, I see crimes committed, and they will claim it's because of X, Y, and Z. And you're like, really? So, making headlines is there was a California man who was armed and arrested for, quote, threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Police are saying the reason for him wanting to commit this murder, possibly inflict harm on the family, was because he was angry over the Roe versus Wade leak. Really? I'm very appreciative of men being sympathetic to us women when we're pregnant, you know, or having menstrual cramps. We're here for you, you know. But I mean, are men really that involved and committed to, you know, the cause such that they will put themselves in jail for life? I mean, I could understand a woman who gets pregnant a lot, wants to be able to abort. They might have a little bit more skin in the game. But I just find it very odd. I'm not saying men don't care about Roe v. Wade. Men care about Roe v. Wade. But I find it hard to believe that a man would care about the leak that much to take another person's life. And, what is this really about? And in fact, cops say he was angry over the Roe v. Wade leak. Well, was he angry over the leak that it got leaked? Is he not angry about a potential Roe v. Wade overturn? Is he upset that somebody leaked it? Is he mad at the Supreme Court's bubble and how somebody infiltrated that and leaked something? Is that what he's mad about? So our Supreme Court justices have a job to do. We might not always agree with their job. We might love the job they're doing. But that doesn't mean they deserve to be harmed. So this armed man was apparently outside his home. He didn't make it to the home. And he said he wanted to kill Brett Kavanaugh. He was arrested in the early hours of today. This was at about 1:50 in the morning. He was armed, made threats, and was transported to Montgomery County Police 2nd District. He was carrying a handgun, a knife, and pepper spray. He was stopped on the street near his home. I don't know if he actually got onto the property. Was he in the neighborhood? But apparently he admitted that was his intent. So there's been a lot of protests since the leak, and makes you wonder, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, who leaked, why did they leak? And by the way, this, most people think this could be a liberal law clerk. This could have also been a conservative, too. I mean, my mind is open to all theories, because look at this. The more ridiculous this gets, where you know, people are threatening the lives of justices, do you think the justices are going to go, oh no, we're scared, you know what, never mind? They might double down. I am more inclined, I'm 99% thinking it might have been somebody on the liberal side, you know, that you know, I'm not saying they worked for Sotomayor or Kagan or whatever, but, you know, they saw this and goes, oh, my gosh, we got to get this out there before the midterms so people know, and, you know, so people can protest, etc. But, you know, even though protests, which are very, protests and peaceful assembly is very, very effective in terms of people realizing that there are, you know, concerns and that you know, there's you know, dissent. I think the American people, the American public, what makes our country great is we are able to protest and air our concerns and grievances. But once it starts getting bad, Once it starts getting deadly, once it starts breaking laws, then you know, choices, you know, have to be made. And sadly, you know, sometimes some people's, you know, rights do get restricted because they say, well, it's going to get, you know, when we had an officer shot in the head during a BLM protest, most of the protests stopped there. I understand people walking, people peacefully assembling, but it got deadly. And the officer is in a wheelchair. He is forever disabled as a result of, because somebody decided to shoot him in the head. And so then the protest stopped. So, you know, if for those of you that are, you know, pro our First Amendment right, pro us being able to protect, you know, protest and assemble, you know, when there are people among them that start to take it that extra step, it actually hurts your cause. And I've always wondered why, you know, over the last few decades, why so many protests, you know, and those who ran them didn't have a better message for people who came. Unless, like I said, it wasn't about people, the people who are doing the crimes aren't there to peacefully assemble and aren't there practicing their First Amendment right. They wanted, this man wanted Kavanaugh dead. Was it really about Justice Alito's decision? This doesn't even have to do with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh hasn't even made his opinion known on this draft. It was a draft won by Justice Alito. So you start to think, okay, really, people, you know, why else do you want him dead? And it's frightening to think that these are, you know, people will take a cause and try to extrapolate that and twist it into justifying them to try to hurt or kill somebody. And the more these actions happen, the more I think the Supreme Court is going to not want to give in. People think, okay, well, if we protest, the leak is going to get people to notice. They're going to realize it's unpopular. They're going to be scared. They're going to be like, oh, there's hell to pay. Then never mind. But I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to work like that. I don't know if the Supreme Court is a court of public opinion. If the Supreme Court, and I feel the Supreme Court, after something like this, does not want to be involved in abortion. This the ruling, if it does go the way of overturn, is the Supreme Court saying the feds don't get involved with a woman's choice. It's a woman's body. It's between her and her doctor, or her and the state, or and the state is up to the people. Keep the feds out of it. And the more there's this sort of, you know, mayhem, the more the justices might be like, we're out. Back to the states. And Roe v. Wade gets overturned. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.